Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio this Thursday afternoon to tell us about the making of Tom Petty. How are things?
Things are great. And in this particular instance, we are going with one particular album, which is called Full Moon Fever from 1989.
Yeah.
And again, this is his first solo album. And in total, he recorded over 18 albums, not counting compilations and live albums of that. But we arrive at a moment in 1989 where, in some ways, I think a career-defining moment. He's had his struggles, he's had his successes, and this is an album which, for me, it's deeply personal because it was one of those albums when I was really starting to develop my own taste in music. You know, we all grow up listening to the parents' music and listening to other people's recommendations. But I came across this album and I would have been early teens. And I didn't get it to go into the city centre very often, but I had heard, I think it was Dave Fanning talking about this album.
Yeah.
And I'd heard one or two tracks. And I went into Eason's on O'Connell Street and they'd only one tape of this left. Yes, tape. And I didn't have the $9.99 punts to purchase it. I'm going to reveal something here. I hid it in Eason's. I took it and I put it somewhere else under T-shirts.
Well, you shouldn't take it with you.
I certainly did not. But a week later, I came back to find my cassette that I'd wanted to buy exactly where I hid it.
Deadly.
And I bought it. And the song we've just led with there.
Free Falling.
Title track.
Yeah.
The opening track on the album. And
the most successful?
Yes. His single most successful single in his career.
Tell me about him.
So he is a young man growing up in Gainesville in Florida. And he has one of those dads, by anecdotal evidence, who did not think much of the idea of his son becoming an artiste, a singer, and that. As a young kid, he gets to meet Elvis randomly on a film set, and he's blown away by Elvis. He wants to be Elvis. And then the defining moment, and I'd be very interested to explore this as a topic in a different genre or setting. He sees the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show and he realises he doesn't want to be Elvis. He wants to be in a band. And can you imagine the amount of garage bands that were spawned by the Beatles playing on that? And I mean, of course, most of them will disappear and become insurance salesmen and all that. But Tom Petty forms a band called Mudcrutch. They're local heroes. They do okay. But then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers comes out.
In a world gone mad, you're so bad.
Andrea, you're so bad.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. And it's quirky and it's odd, you know, and it's just fun. And even though the subject matter is kind of dark about his sister having like what sounds like a terrible relationship and all of that. This was one of the other songs that I'd heard Dave Fanning play, and it was so different from Free Fallin', and it was just like a breath of fresh air.
What made Tom stand out?
I think he was a brilliant, brilliant songwriter, and I think in the fullness of time, and unfortunately, we're not talking about a man who's still with us. He passed away at the age of 66, but he belongs, I think, in the same, He deserves to be up there with the Bruce Springsteens of this world.
You have him on stage with kind of big American rock stars.
Absolutely. And again, we talked a little bit about this with Bruce Springsteen. It's this kind of genre of Americana, that idea of capturing the American experience through song. And As I said, he achieves huge success with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and perhaps the song that maybe defines that era is a song called American Girl, which is not on this album, but rather weirdly features in the film The Silence of the Lambs, where the woman is singing it in the car immediately before she's abducted. But he is the epitome of American cool for me, and he is this guy, this kind of southern drawl, and he never seems like he's intensely charismatic, but he is. Painted in a corner, and all she wants to do is dance down at the Zombie Zoo. Zombie Zoo. Apparently, at one point, an actual real nightclub place called the Zombie Zoo. This song is fun. It's weird. It's certainly, again, slightly dark in its sort of depiction of troubled youth, etc. But Tom himself said that it was never meant to be taken as a deep examination of youth culture. It was meant to be a bit of fun. But also one of the reasons, two reasons I've chosen it, is it's the last song on the album.
Okay.
And it's interesting because I said I bought this on tape. And hasn't the way that we've listened to music changed?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because when you had a tape, not even a CD, you had to, if you didn't like the song, physically fast forward, rewind, turn over. And the fact that this is one of the songs that I love, is because I was listening to this song, this album, all the way through every time. I love all of the songs in this. I would have chosen all of them,
but
we can't.
How was he received outside of the States?
Massive, massive. He is maybe more associated with his success in the United States, and he is perhaps best loved there. But on this particular song, and one of the second reason I've chosen it, you also hear some of the artists whom he would team up with in the Traveling Wilburys. So Roy Orbison does little backing vocals on here. George Harrison was in the room when they were doing this one. Jeff Lynne helped him write it. So it's the Traveling Wilburys super group, which we probably should cover despite their very short-lived existence. But he did have a few, shall we say, little guest appearances here, which will hint at the collaboration to come. And I'll keep I Won't Back Down.
I thought this would be your last song.
Yeah, I love this song. In fact, what I will say to people is, and just reiterating the point I've just made, if this is sparking anything in you, if you're remembering these tracks, go back and listen to the whole thing. Go back and just listen to it as an album, because the songs just flow into each other.
How influential was he to other artists?
It's huge. Yeah. I remember...
Like, who would owe him the greatest debt?
I think like even people like Bruce Springsteen and even people like Bob Dylan, I know they are running concurrently with him, but this is a rising tide that lifts all boats. They are influencing each other. They are pushing each other to capture this experience that we call life. And I think in terms of his impact, You cannot take out Tom Petty from one of the great American songwriters.
A songwriter more than a performer.
He's known. I never saw him live, so I'm going to have to put that in my list of regrets. But he was known as an amazing performer, and as I said, when he performed with the Traveling Wilburys, when he performed with the Heartbreakers, these were an amazing group of musicians. I should give an honourable mention to Mike Campbell, who was a longtime collaborator in the Heartbreakers, brilliant, brilliant guitarist as well. But this one is co-written with Jeff Lynne, who he would work with in the Traveling Wilburys again. And it's a gorgeous song, and it's actually been used in a lot of inspirational videos.
Yeah.
I Won't Back Down. But I have chosen a different one to close with.
Why this one?
It's just an absolute banger.
It's not the most successful, though.
Not the most successful. It actually did incredibly well. And it was performed by Tom Petty at a Super Bowl halftime show. So it's
Running Down a Dream.
Yeah, Running Down a Dream, which I think is just, it's a great rock song. Some of the songs on the album are quirky and folky songs we haven't played, like the apartment song from the album You're So Bad, which we did play. They're folky. They're almost... he's even got a lullaby on here. But this is Tom Petty cutting out with the electric guitar. And I just think as a closing song, particularly if anyone is driving, this is running down a dream. And it's just fabulous.
Well, we'll leave you this afternoon with Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. His chosen song from Tom Petty this Thursday.
Running Down a Dream. They never would come to me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.